And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Green Hornet. Today's episode, Insane and Able, which first aired on June 19th, 1940, starring Al Hodge as Britt Reed / The Green Hornet and Raymond Toyo as Kato. Enjoy!
With his faithful valet Kato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Kato! Here's where we smash a glass racket!
Intend to continue this campaign against conditions in our state institutions for the insane until something is done to change them. This is the 20th century. We're living in a free country. You got that, Miss Case?
Yes, Mr. Reed. A free country.
Yet people are committed to insane asylums in this state without a trial, without even appearing in court. Any one of you who reads this newspaper can have a person committed to an insane asylum just by having two doctors certify that he's insane. Nor do these doctors have to be psychiatrists or neurologists, men who know mental diseases. Far from it. The present law of this, our sovereign state, merely says two doctors. They can be horse doctors. It makes no difference just so long as there are two of them. Think what that means. How would you like to find yourself taken from your family, your home, sealed up behind high walls for the rest of your life?
Let me turn the page.
The Medical Association has fought for reform. The Daily Sentinel is fighting for it. Every honest citizen is fighting for it. Yet, because of the power of one state politician, nothing is done. One man controls the treatment and the commitment of those unfortunates who are labeled insane. A label that means nothing and everything. Not many people have known what goes on behind the stone walls of Rockridge, the state's largest insane asylum. But now the Sentinel is telling it, giving you the...
Hey, Reed! Something's gone haywire.
What is it, Axford? About Rockridge?
Your idea of hiring a guy to get committed to the insane asylum ain't working out so good.
We've done all right so far. Wait a minute. German hasn't been found out.
I don't know, Reed.
You just came from the asylum?
I waited next to the back wall like I've been doing all week. Every day before this, German tossed over a couple of sheets of paper and a roll of film.
Yes, yes, that's the stuff we've been printing. Well?
Well, today, I waited for a whole hour past the regular time and nothing come over the fence.
Good grief, Mr. Reed. If they spotted Sherman, they might do anything.
You should have let me try, Reed.
Yeah, too many people know what you look like, Richard. I picked him because he was from out of town. No one knew him.
I'll bet they do now.
Murchison runs Rockridge. He heads up all the state institutions.
You think it's Murchison?
Who else? He's the politician we're shooting at. The more people he gets in those institutions, the more he can dig out of the state treasury for expenses. And the more he can shove in his own pocket. Of course, it's Murchison.
Reed, if anything's happened to Sherman, we'll...
Get busy on it, Eckford.
Yeah.
I've got to get start pulling strings.
I get you, Reed.
And keep the Sentinel's name out of it. Otherwise, Sherman is certainly out of luck.
I'll see Gunnigan now, Reed.
Oh, I hope Sherman gets out of that place.
Yeah, it's easy to get in, Miss Case. But it's not so easy to get out. Well, let's get on with this editorial about Rockridge. Who's that?
I frightened you.
Oh, it's you. You be a good girl and have to put you behind those bars again.
No.
Well, let don't creep around like that. If you want to have the run of the place, you act sensible.
I frightened you.
Oh, now go on, get out of here. What are you roaming around the grounds for anyway? It's late.
There's a moon. I like the moon.
Go on now, I'm reading my paper.
Baker. Are you the watchman or aren't you?
Oh, Mr. Murchison.
Who's this?
Well, she's harmless. We let her wander around. Get out, Sally.
She is crazy.
Yeah, I guess so.
You guess?
Well, with all the people we got here in Rockridge, Mr. Murchison, sometimes it's hard to tell which of them is bats and which is just crazy about getting shut up here, if you know what I mean.
I don't like that kind of talk.
Well, there's an awful lot of them don't belong in no insane asylum.
That's enough of that talk, Baker.
I see you're reading a newspaper.
Huh?
Shut up, Malt. They're filling the people full of that stuff. Dangerous.
Oh, I don't pay no attention to them. Just curious, that's all.
I'm curious, too.
I don't get it.
You left the gates open.
Well, not me.
How do you think I got in?
Yeah, that's right. I could have sworn.
You mustn't be so careless. A lot of the inmates are dangerous. Why, they could walk out.
Oh, there ain't no real lunatics here.
Are they talking about the others? People who have been committed for other reasons. Can't have them getting out unless we're sure they won't talk.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, you'd better. It means your job. And never mind checking the gate. I closed it when I came in. What about this fellow Sherman?
Maybe you better talk to the super.
The superintendent? Yeah. Is he in? He told me you'd know about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's in town tonight. Well, there ain't nothing much, Mr. Murchison, only I caught this fellow Sherman acting kind of funny this afternoon.
Wandering near the back wall, huh?
Yeah. He was writing something on some paper. He started to roll it up, then he saw me and walked away.
Is he one of the...
He ain't off his base.
Hmm. Anything else?
I kept watching him. He burned the paper when he thought I wasn't looking.
Or else he was sure you were looking. Baker, the Sentinel's been describing conditions here in detail.
Yeah, I've been reading about it.
They've described the terrible food we serve. They've had pictures of the sleeping quarters. How did they get that?
You think this guy Sherman?
Did you notice anything else?
Well, nothing much, except that there was a man outside the fence. He stayed there for an hour before he left.
Outside the wall?
Yeah. I heard something and climbed a tree. Looked like he was waiting.
I think we'd better question Sherman.
Okay.
Good Lord.
That's Sally. This way.
There she is.
Sally, shut up, you fool.
What's the matter? What is it?
Sally, I told you not to play games.
What? What did you see?
In the moonlight. He ran past me. He had a mask.
A mask?
Oh, she's making it up, Mr. Murchison. She's nuts.
No, he is.
Good Lord, she's right, Baker. It is a man.
Yeah, I can see his mask.
Stop!
He's going over the wall.
This underbrush.
Get him. There he is.
Did you get him?
He's not here. How'd he get over this wall anyway?
Who was he?
I don't know. He had that mask on. But
what's that?
I hear it too. It's a car.
Oh, I can't see over this wall. It's coming right past us.
Hey, did you notice? It didn't sound like no car I ever heard.
That horn. Baker, that man, he was masked. That was the Green Hornet.
Huh?
Get back inside and take a look at this man, Sherman.
Sherman, you think he
I don't know. Find out if he's awake or asleep or what. I'll be in the office. Hurry. What kind of case is the office in? Everything's scattered around and...
Mr. Murchison! Mr. Murchison!
Save it, Baker. Does the superintendent usually keep his records so messy?
No, sir.
But make head or tail of them. Many of the records seem to be missing. Well, those things are important. They could be used to show how I'm padding the appropriation, how much the food actually costs, and how much I say it costs. Look around. Find them.
Yeah, sure. But Mr. Murchison...
Not now, Baker. Look.
But I just want to tell you that...
I'll answer that.
Yes, sir. Hello? Rockridge Asylum. Oh, yes, Mr. Leverett, yes. Yeah, there were some shots. Yes, sir. Mr. Murchison.
Who's that?
It's the superintendent, sir, Mr. Leverett. He says he just got out of the movie in town.
Movie?
Yes, sir. He says there have been a lot of calls to the police in town about hearing some shots out this way.
Well, let me have that. Hello, Leverett. Never mind that. I want to ask you a question. Your office is a mess. Where do you keep the records? Where? You're sure? Just a second. Baker.
Yes, sir.
Look in that top file. I looked before, but I may have been hasty. You see any blue sheets there?
Blue?
Yes, yes, blue, the records.
I'll see, sir.
Hurry. Hold it, Leverett.
Don't see them, Mr. Murchison.
Oh. Leverett, they're gone. Someone took them.
I wanted to tell you.
How do I know who to... Oh, wait a minute. You wanted to tell me what, Baker?
Well, sir, you asked me to look in Sherman's room.
Yes?
Sherman ain't there.
What? You're sure?
Yes, sir, he ain't there. And I found this under his bed.
A camera?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's it. I thought it might have been this Green Hornet, but I was wrong. It was Sherman. He must be a reporter for the Sentinel.
A reporter?
The camera, you fool. Those pictures in the Sentinel. Those stories.
Hey, then Sherman must have took them reports, Mr. Murchison.
Good Lord, that's right. The reports. If the Sentinel gets those... Leverett, are you still on the phone?
What are you going to do?
Quiet. Listen, Leverett. Tell the police one of the inmates escaped from Rockridge. A man named Sherman. Tell him he's a dangerous maniac. Yes, yes, I know he isn't, but tell him anyway. Stop asking so many questions, Leverett. The man's a reporter. He's got those records. Oh, I thought that would get you. Give the police his description. He's probably heading for the city. Tell the police he's a dangerous maniac. Tell him he's armed. Tell him to shoot on sight.
Mr.
Yes, Senator Burke, this is Reed talking. That's right, I did want to get in touch with you. Well, about introducing a bill to change the method of committing people to the state asylum. You've read the Sentinel stories. Well, someone's got to do it, and you're the man. Well, why not drop around to the Sentinel? We can discuss it. Well, frankly, Senator, we have a man inside Rockridge. That's where we got our information. All right, that'll be fine.
Yes, Mr. Reed?
Miss Kay, Senator Burke will call in a day or two to arrange an appointment.
Yes, sir.
About the insane asylum, Senator. Make a note of it.
Very well, Mr. Reed. Hey, just a minute.
What is it?
It's Axford. He's heading to your office.
All right, let him come in, Miss Kay.
Try and stop him.
Hey, Reed. Couple of snakes, the cops are after Sherman.
What?
I just seen a police bulletin. You know that story about a dangerous maniac escaping from Rockridge?
No, I didn't know.
It happened last night. The state cops are looking, and the city cops are starting out, too. Reed, the description fits Sherman.
Wait, Scott, you mean he's being thought as a dangerous maniac?
It must have been Murchison give out that kind of a lying story. Suppose Sherman gets shot.
You get back in the newsroom. I've got to contact the state and local police.
Okay.
Tell them who Sherman is. Have the search called off.
There's a phone call for you.
Phone call?
Yes, from Sherman. He's got a cigar store on the corner of Carvel and Hopper.
Carvel? Get out there, Richard. Carvel and Hopper. Tell the police.
Holy call.
I've got to
hurry.
This phone here, Mr. Reed.
Hello, Sherman?
Yeah, Mr. Reed. I ducked out of Rockridge last night. I've got the records for money news there right with me. It's a big story.
Never mind that now,
but
Sherman.
Yes, it's important. I was locked in last night. I was worried because I thought they'd found me that afternoon trying to toss my stuff over the wall to Axford.
Yes, they must have suspected, Sherman.
Well, some guy in a mask came along last night and let me out. I slipped away from him and grabbed the records. And you know who that guy was? It was a Green Hornet.
All right, Sherman, we'll go into that later. But get this, there's an alarm out for you.
Yeah, sure, I know.
Murchison has notified the police that you're a dangerous lunatic.
What?
We know where you are. Hang on to those records and keep out of sight. Gunnigan's giving the police the straight story now. If we don't get to you before... Sherman, what is it?
There's a guy trying to get in the phone booth, Mr. Reed. Get out of here. Get...
Oh! Sherman! Hello! But hey, something happened. Come on, we're going over there. Can't find a sign of him anywhere.
Says Sherman used this booth, he thinks.
Thanks. Doesn't he know?
He can't. He was up at the front of the store. The phone booth's back here, I can see, by this corner.
And there's a side entrance. Whoever grabbed Sherman came in the side way without being spotted. Is it Sherman out of his booth?
Mr. Reed.
What?
Look here. On the floor of the phone booth. This slip of paper. It's got the seal of the Green Hornet.
What we believe. I tell you, that man who's missing is no more crazy than you are. His name is Sherman. He was doing a special assignment for the Sentinel. You let me know? Thanks.
Did the police have anything, Mr. Reed?
Not a thing. Sherman can't be found.
I have the state police on the other phone.
Oh, fine. Hello, state police. Well, this is Reed, publisher of the Sentinel. Have you got an alarm out for a Sherman? Yeah, that's right. The man who escaped from Rockridge Asylum and disappeared later. Well, that man is not a dangerous lunatic. I don't care what Murchison gave out. That man is a special reporter for the Sentinel. What? Oh, the Green Hornet, eh? Well, whoever's got him, tell your man he's not dangerous. Thanks.
Mr. Reed, I don't think it was the Green Hornet who got Sherman in that cigar store.
You found his steal, Miss Kay?
Well, it was broad daylight.
Well?
Well, gosh, the Hornet never went around in broad daylight, Mr. Reed.
Perhaps. You won't find many people who agree with you.
You ask me, I think Murchison knows a lot more than he admits.
Picture it, Miss Case. 5 minutes more and the police would have gotten there. Sherman would be standing here and now we'd have the old inside story of the graft that goes on behind the walls at Rockridge. And now? Now he's gone. We don't know where. Take that phone.
Daily Sentinel, publisher's office. Oh, yes, just a moment.
For me, Miss Case?
It's Senator Burke. He spoke to him several days ago about sponsoring the bill.
Oh, I have to change the procedure for commitment to state institutions. Hello, Burke. What did you decide? You sponsor the bill, the Sentinel... What?
What's that?
Oh, Murchison is, huh? I see. Well, if you change your mind, let me know. He's not sponsoring the bill, Miss Case.
He changed his mind?
No, Murchison changed it for him.
But how?
I didn't learn that part, Miss Case.
He must have seen last night's Sentinel. Gosh, everyone knows by now that Sherman was working for the paper.
Hey, Reed, Reed. I just come from headquarters. You know what that rat Murchison is saying?
Oh, I have an idea, actually.
He's saying that's all a lot of malarkey about Sherman working for the Sentinel.
What?
Cross me hard, Casey. Murchison keeps insisting the guy who escaped was a dangerous maniac.
But the story...
Murchison says the story was fixed. He says the Sentinel is making it up out of whole cloth, that there ain't a word of truth in it.
And they believe him?
There's your answer, Miss Case. Apparently Senator Burke believed him.
So what are we going to do, Reed? Murchison says the Sentinel is just slinging mud. And without Sherman around to say he's lying, he can keep on saying it.
Well, Sherman isn't around, actually. What can we do?
All right, kiddo. Take the wanted mask, the gun down below. Check the black beauty.
Hey, Reed, where are you?
Axford, step on up. Give me room.
Here I am, Axford.
Reed.
In the bedroom.
There you are, Reed.
I thought you were covering police headquarters, Axford.
Yeah, Reed. I come up from me raincoat. The cops got a tip on the Green Hornet.
Well, they did, eh?
Yeah. Some guy called up and said the Hornet was busy at Rockridge Asylum a couple of nights ago. What do you think of that?
Yeah, sounds like a crackpot.
Oh, maybe, Reed. But the state police are going over to check up, and I'm going to be with them.
Rockridge? Well, I hope you find Sherman there.
Huh?
Well, if it is the Hornet...
Sorry, it's got to be.
Well, if it is, this tip may mean that Sherman is back inside there. If it's just a frame-up by Murchison to throw suspicion on the Hornet...
You mean... If maybe Murchison was the one who grabbed Sherman in that cigar store, like we was wondering?
Exactly. If that's the case, what better place would there be for Murchison to hide Sherman than back...
The asylum! Rockridge!
Right.
Holy crow, I better get traveling. Johnny Reed, we short hit on a theory, didn't we?
Wait. Yes.
Where's me raincoat? Where's
me... The doc died in the hall closet.
Oh, yeah. So long, Reed. We see you.
Goodbye, expert.
Hey, Reed, why don't you come along with
me? Come along? Well, I have an engagement. I...
Okay, then. Go and I'd trouble if you want to. But this is one job I ain't going to miss. If I get home first, did I tell Cato to wait up for you?
Well, Cato's out right now, but I'll tell him. I'll see him before you do. Better step on it, actually. You can't keep the state police waiting.
Stupid snake, you're right. What am I standing around for? Come on.
In such a hurry, I almost spotted Cato leading to the secret passageway. Then it's time for me to move out, too. Cato's waiting below for the Green Hornet. The Black Beauty has to get to Rock Ridge ahead of the police.
Oh, you again, Sally. Wandering around in the rain. You get crazier every day. Someone at the gate. Fine time.
Baker, open the gate.
Yeah, I'm coming. Now, Sally, get back to the main house where you belong.
Hurry up.
Okay, Mr. Murchison, I didn't expect you.
Never mind the social layers. Open the gate.
Yeah, just as soon as I find the key. Hey, it was open all the time.
What?
It was open. I could have swore a lot.
There's something going on here. Come along, Baker.
Yeah, just as soon as I close the gate. This time I'll make sure it stays closed.
Hurry.
Are you here for anything special?
Baker, the state police learned the Green Hornet was here the other night.
What?
Yes. They asked me about it when they were checking. That's why I'm here. Did you tell them?
Me? No, sir.
You know a lot, Baker. Don't try to use what you know to boost yourself too high.
Well, not me, Mr. Murchison. Being a watchman is all I want.
The police are coming here.
Tonight?
Of course, tonight. Did you think I'd come out in this weather for fun?
Hey, if they find we got Sherman in the old
building... They won't find him. Where's Leverett?
The super? He's in the office.
We've got to get those records out of the way. And Sherman, too. The police may have a search warrant so they can get in. Who's that?
Oh, that's nuts, Sally. She's crazy as a loon. Don't pay no attention.
Oh, come on. Let's find Leverett.
I wish this rain would let up.
Sally, where are they going?
I know you. You are the man with a mask.
Where's Sherman?
The old building.
Which way do they go? I've got to get there ahead of them.
That way.
Door before, Mr. Murchison.
Leverett, are you there?
Leverett, there's a light inside.
Leverett,
Mr. Murchison.
Well,
when we was walking outside coming here, you recall I thought somebody passed us by?
It was raining. You must have been mistaken.
Suppose the guy seen us inside. Suppose...
Shut up. Come on, put your shoulder to this door. Again, hard. That did it. Leverett.
Hey, Mr. Murchison. Look at them files. Somebody's gone through them again.
The record. We put them back. Come on, they can't be missing again.
Yes, sir.
Lord, Leverett. Bob's lying on the floor.
What happened to him? How did he get there?
I shot him, Murchison.
Who's that? The Green Hornet.
I was waiting behind the door.
Where that guy we seen pass by in the rain?
You shot him. What for?
He tried to stop me when I came looking for these.
The records. You were in the fire.
Right. I heard you coming, so I locked the door to make sure I got what I wanted.
Give those to me.
Perhaps later, Murchison. For a price.
A price?
These are valuable, aren't they? You might lose your job if these fell into the wrong hand.
I don't like this, boss. This guy's dynamite. Look what he did to Leverett.
So you want a bargain, eh, Hornet?
Why not?
And how will Leverett be explained?
Simple enough. I left the Green Hornet seal on the desk. But if I were you, Murchison, I'd get Sherman out of here.
Sherman?
Don't act dumb. The man who disappeared yesterday.
Well, I don't know anything about him. He's gone.
The Green Hornet seal was left there, Murchison. I didn't put it there. That leaves you.
Sherman.
Quiet, Baker.
All right, Murchison. I know Sherman's here, even where he is. In the old building.
You know?
Not a woman outside. A woman who whispered.
Sally.
She told me. Is your car outside, Murchison?
Yes, outside the gate.
Good. We'll use it to get Sherman away. You know the police are coming here. Now move, or you want the same thing Leverett got.
No, you're right. Yes, the police. You don't need that gun. We'll get Sherman now.
Who's there? Who's that?
This way, Harry.
Murchison, let me out of here. Putting me behind bars. Can I get this yarn in the paper?
You may not get it, Sherman.
You? The Hornet? You're the one who was here the other night. You let me out.
Well?
I got away from you last time. Took the records from the office.
That was last time, Sherman. I have the records right here. Get moving.
Where?
You're going for a ride in Murchison's car.
At the point of a gun,
huh? You're going.
Well, that's it. You were going to take care of me last time, but I got away. Then Murchison caught up with me in that cigar store.
Right. And this time you won't make any breaks.
You're in this together. Murchison and the Hornet. What a story. State institution racket run
by... Great story. If you ever get it credit, keep moving.
Here we are.
Here's my car. Let's get Sherman away from here. Then we can talk terms on it.
Yeah, you better hurry. The cops...
Wait.
Might... Huh?
I think we better take care of Sherman right now.
I don't care when or how, so long as he's taken care of.
You can't shoot me.
Shoot him, Sherman. This is for you.
You shot me. I can't breathe. That gun, it didn't make no sound.
Shut up, Baker. This is no time for nerves. Get him in the car. What's that?
Huh?
Don't you hear it? Hornet, do you hear it?
What the? It's the police. Police siren. Let's get Sherman out of here.
He's coming. Get him in the car.
Yeah.
Put him down.
Huh? Hornet, what are you pointing that gun for? Well, they'll be here.
So will you.
So what do you mean?
Police car is fast. They might catch your car.
But
I can't catch my car. It's too fast. And there's no room for you in
it. You've got
it. I'll take out these records with you later, Murchison. And just to make sure you remember.
Grab him, Baker.
Don't shoot.
Take it, you sizzling.
I can't breathe. Are you?
Only Cash, you'll be all right. And tell the cops anything you like.
Turn the flash this way.
Okay.
Holy crow, it's Murchison or that watchman. Silver and Snake, this guy. I had me doubts about seeing him again. It's Sherman and he ain't dead. None of them's dead. Wait till I bring him into Britt Reed's office.
Mr. Reed. The Hornet must have heard the sirens and skipped out. Axford found in.
It was gas the Hornet used on Sherman.
The Hornet is in with Murchison. I got that much. Boy, when I looked into that gun, all I could think of was 6 feet under.
Sally, ain't that some story, Reed?
It'll be a better one when we print those records, Axford. And what's more, I was just talking to Senator Burke. He's putting through that bill. Murchison and his crooked racket are cleaned off the slate.
Yeah. But say, Reed.
Well?
There's one thing worries me, Reed. If the Hornet was trying to get a cut out of the racket, how come he left them records right where the cops could find them?
Axford, you should know better than that. If there's one man whose motives can't be figured out, it's the Green Hornet.